mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we are now into hour number two. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. Then we got a guest coming up in Missouri, fired for not thumb scanning, and we'll get into all the latest torture news as well. And the fact that the more cameras the police put up, the more crime we get. It doesn't even help. It's not meant to help, folks, so we'll discuss that as well. Right now, let's talk to Richard in New Mexico, then Arthur, Todd, Rick, and others. Richard, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to ask you about tasers.
Okay.
You know, I heard this morning that the company's going to make a model available to, you know, the public.
It's already available to the public.
Okay, well, they said you can use a 30-second burst instead of a 10-second or whatever, but it's got, the dart comes out, and it's attached to a wire. So can you rewind that wire yourself and put it back in the gun, or is it a one-time use?
I believe you can use it multiple times. I don't have a taser.
So you think you can put that wire back in yourself, like repackage?
Again, I'm not really fit to talk about it. I don't have one. Let me just say this. If you want to know what all the controversy is about, I think tasers overall are good for the police. I'll shock some by saying that.
Yeah.
If they're properly trained, it's better than cops using guns.
Right.
I mean, cops shoot people who run away from them in the back now. You know, they're just so trained to point and shoot in a Pavlovian fashion that tasers, if they're trained not to use them on people who are innocent, who've done nothing wrong, who aren't threatening them, I think it's good. Well, it does give them another option. The problem is it's being overused. Why is the media hyping them as so dangerous and deadly, though? Because, openly, the police are calling for banning them in our hands.
Right.
Okay, so that's what all this hype is about. Why, if there's questions of police having it, the citizens certainly shouldn't be able to. And, yes, you can own tasers. There's other forms of these guns, of these electricity weapons. And I think, you know, it's a good thing to have, especially if you're in a house and you have children. And you don't want to shoot through a wall if an intruder comes in your house. It's good for people that just don't like guns. Put it in an instant access pistol safe. I think it's great to have a taser. The problem is you can't really practice with one.
Right.
But if you're not going to have a gun, you need to have. I think a taser is a great idea.
Well, the police went through that learning curve, if you will, with mace, you know, where they were squirting each other with mace until they learned how to, you know, just because it doesn't kill somebody, it doesn't mean you can use it at random.
Yeah, and we see cops using mace on somebody who argues with them, and they get in trouble. They should.
Right.
They shouldn't, again. Okay, the mace isn't bad, the taser isn't bad, the Glock 9mm isn't bad. It's how it's being used.
Now, another thing I was wondering is if somebody shot with a gun, then the shooter could have traceable powder on their hands, and you could pull the bullet out of the victim and look at the little marks on the side and trace it back to the barrel. But with a taser, there's no signature either from the victim or the shooter that would trace it back to that gun.
I think that's a good point.
You know what I mean? That way you just get rid of, you know, I mean, that's gonna really involve a criminal investigation a lot.
Yeah, but you know, criminals have actually used tasers before.
Right.
But look, again, we need to keep tasers legal. We need to get them. They're very effective. And all over the country, the cops are trying to ban us having them, showing that they take our guns if they got a chance. And how dare them try to, you know, take something that they protect themselves with? Well, why can't we have it? We should. But all this demonization, you watch, it's already started. I predicted this would happen. Now it's, oh, let's ban citizens from having tasers. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. Got a guest coming up, then we'll go to Arthur, Todd, Rick, and others. Stay with us.
Alex
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, GGIF, the 25th day of February 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, more information about how antidepressants have been linked to major overdoses and violent behavior. Just more news on that coming out. Also, I saw Americans kill terror suspects, says Guantanamo Britain, who's been released because he was innocent. Dramatic increase in overdoses linked to antidepressants. That is very important. We'll also talk about CCTV does not reduce crime. Major new study, one of many. But right now, I want to, and then, of course, your calls. I want to talk to a guest who's a listener of this broadcast on KCXL in the Kansas City area. Quick trip policy points to dismissal. Donnie Attaway enjoyed working for Quick Trip Corp. for 12 years, 7 as a manager, the last 4 at a store on East U.S. 24th in Independence, Missouri. Tuesday was Attaway's last day at work. It's a good company, but not for me anymore, Attaway said without rancor. The 36-year-old Independence resident was fired for refusing to give his fingerprint, like many companies nationally. The convenience store chain has adopted a new employee tracking system, a modern-day substitute for the old-fashioned time clock and personnel file. With the biometric system, employers time in and out, employees time in and out, and gain access to their personal records. And it goes on. Attaway didn't see the privacy benefits. He saw the privacy invasion, and he refused to comply. Today, it's a fingerprint, Attaway said. Some companies put GPS, global positioning systems, in your vehicle. Tomorrow, it's your cell phone. Down the road, it could be a microchip that they want to implant in your hand. Yeah, if you work for the Mexican Attorney General in Mexico City, got to have the chip to get into the secure areas, and hundreds took the chip. When Quick Trip introduced the system, Attaway told his bosses that he wouldn't use it. Same things happened here in Austin at HEB food stores. For some time, he was permitted to time in and out by typing his social security number into a keypad. But in January, the new policy made it clear that his fingerprints were required. It's a federal law against making you enter that social security number. See, it's all out of control. Quick Trip's corporate spokesman in Tulsa confirmed details about the system's implementation, but was unable to comment specifically on Attaway's case. Attaway said he submitted his complaints to Quick Trip headquarters in part of a religious grounds. I saw it as a way to the mark of the beast, Attaway said in reference to the Bible verse. It is a step to see down the road. If you don't take the mark, you can't work, you can't get food, you can't get money. Pursuing the religious angle, Attaway is asking the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission to consider it as a discrimination case. Quick Trip treated his dismissal kindly, Attaway said. He said he had a day's notice to clean out his personal effects from the store, and his bosses allowed him to go to a regional office for a severance meeting so that the firing didn't play out in front of his coworkers. He said his brothers are starting up a commercial lawn service, and he's sure he can find work, too. Absolutely. Now, again, at HEBs and at Safeways in Northern California and New York, but in HEBs in Houston and College Station, 3 years ago, they put thumb scanners in to cash checks. Now, they said on the news 2 years ago, it's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, local news clip, that they're going to make you do it when you go to the self-checkout lines. Going to make you. They're saying it. They put signs up 2 years ago saying you've got to do it. And I walk in the film and interview the person. I go, oh, soon I'll have to do this. Yes, soon you will, the next month. And I said, we're going to boycott you. They still haven't done it because their own senior managers, I mean, one is senior, has refused at HEB to thumb scan the clock in and out. And so we're having an effect here. Folks, we've actually held HEB back all over Central Texas from putting this in. Now, most of the employees are rolling over. And some have been told there's coming a date where they, too, will be fired. We need to support them. And, again, this is how it works. I have the federal documents, the industry publications. This is how it works. You got 10 checkout lanes on average. They pull three out and put self-serve in. And I've seen this at Home Depot, Walmart, Kroger, just everywhere. Okay? They put in the self-checkouts, and then within a year, they'll have 7 of the 10 as self-serve. And then now, a lot of times by the time I get a chance to do a house repair or something, I'll go into Home Depot at 10 o'clock, sometimes at midnight. Because I have to, because it's 24 hours. I would patronize a smaller outfit, which I do sometimes, from the small privately owned, but they, you know, those places close at 6 o'clock. And I go ambling in, and I shake hands with all the employees. They all seem to be fans, and managers come over and go, yeah, look at it, it's horrible. Look at this, it's 10 o'clock, Alex, and we got 10 checkout lanes here, and there's no one at any of the service lanes. See, it's already to the point where in a lot of the time there, and you'll see 20 people lined up using the self-checkouts, and they hate them. I'll walk over. Do you like these? No, I hate it. And see, years ago I noticed that you'd have huge lines at the service checkout and no one using the self-service. Doesn't matter. They just started getting rid of all of it, see, forcing you onto it. And then they say, oh, well, it saves you money. No, it doesn't. It's like McDonald's figured out 50-something years ago to put a trash can that said thank you on it. And then you'd go throw away your own food, thinking, oh, I saved money. No, you just lowered the standard of service and destroyed entry-level jobs. We set how the economy works. We decide the level of service. And then it just builds a free market system that all feeds on itself. All we do is eliminate. It's the same thing with gas pumps. 50 years ago, they figured out there were industry publications who said how to do it. You put in a self-service. you give people a discount. And then in a few years, you can't find self-serve. I mean, you can't find service. And your cars lasted longer, they checked your oil, you knew about problems quicker, they aired up your tires, now you got to do it. And then, you know, the, I mean, used to, even when I was a teenager, you could go get a job at one of the service stations, and fun little job, run around, check oil, do stuff, put air in the tires. Those jobs are gone. Those jobs are unknown. So, again, it's just a horrible system. And it's about phasing out human connections. It's about control. They admit, when a lot of these Kmarts were going out of business, and we're going to go to our guest, when a lot of these Kmarts were going out of business, they would have no employees at the checkout. So I actually went to one of these places, and a security guard said, turn your camera off, here in Austin. They had thumb scanners with a security guard and nothing but credit card swipers. No cash. And it was just huge lines of idiots in there swiping their cards and thumb scanning. And that's the way of the future. A security guard, the stocking people, and that's it. In fact, in the future, already Safeway and in several areas has this, whole grocery stores, the computer's on the grocery cart. And it scans off the barcode. You've got to scan it yourself in the future, already happening. There's RFID chips in it. It scans those. You just throw it in your basket, and then it debits your account. No cash allowed. No cash allowed. Say it again. No cash allowed. Thousands of school districts, folks. Thousands of school districts. Out of the tens of thousands in this country, thumb scanning to get school lunches. No cash allowed. And there's, I could go on for hours about how bad, how dangerous this is, all the different facets, but let's go to our guest. I appreciate Johnny Attaway, who I kind of feel responsible for losing his job. He says he's a listener. But God bless you, Johnny. Good to have you on with us.
Good to be on.
You didn't mind me going over that rant, did you?
No, go right ahead. I agree with you.
Tell us why you made this decision and what happened.
Well, first of all, I made the decision just that I felt like it was an invasion of my right to privacy, you know, giving a thumbprint that's off your person. So I started with that on a personal belief, and, of course, that wasn't good enough for the company, so they asked for a response on my biblical beliefs, you know, based off my beliefs in the Bible. And I talked a little bit about Revelations and the mark of the beast and how I see this mandatory identification leading to that, you know, the thumbprint today and the chip tomorrow, you know, whatever they want to put in.
Oh, they admit total control, total tracking, total taxation.
Right. But and then once I submitted the response, they submitted a response back to me basically saying that my religious beliefs wasn't good enough, and then they went ahead and terminated my employment on this past Tuesday.
Well, if you worked at HEB in Austin, they wouldn't fire you.
Really?
Well, that's because they have senior managers and people that refused. But, yeah, this is going in everywhere. I mean, I'm getting emails every day that just all over this is happening.
Right. I was a senior manager. I was a store manager for 7 years, and I consider myself a senior manager. But also in the letter, you know, Mommy pointed out, is they did mention in the letter, which is completely untrue, and I'll read it, I feel the policy has the overwhelming support of the management and employees at Quick Trip, and that it will provide a benefit to all once it is fully implemented. Now, the Quick Trip employees were never given an option. They were told, you do it or, you know, basically face termination, and I'm proof of that.
Do it or hasta la vista.
That's correct.
And how long, and describe going in and thumb scanning. Of course, it'll soon be on the counter for the patrons, but describe this scanning process.
It's a little box up at the top right of the monitor, and you just put your thumbprint on there three times, and you know, it saves it. And then they use your index finger as a backup. And then once that gets saved in, then you can scan your thumbprint, and it clocks you in.
Of course, that's the right hand.
It's either hand. They let you do either hand.
Oh, normally they're programmed for right hand.
Correct. Most people do it right handed, correct.
Of course. Or they can scan the face, the head, the eye. It can be the system is the face or the hand. I've heard that before. It's all part of the new freedom. Well, stay there, Donnie. I want to hear more about this and your valiant stand against the beast, Antichrist world government. Or the new freedom, as some of you would like to call it. We'll be right back with Donnie Attaway losing his livelihood because he won't submit.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude can wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
There was a newspaper sitting in a stack of newspapers about 5 feet high where I've been sitting the newspapers that I've been reading, actual, you know, paper that I've bought at a newsstand since back in December. And I was taking them out to put them in the recycle bin during the break. And I just said, I'm going to open this newspaper. I just opened it. And it said, New Life for Carla. Carla, a toy mix, was found shivering. Before I finished, I knew what it was going to say. Carla, a toy mix, was found shivering at an Amarillo rest stop and taken to a North Texas animal hospital by a trucker. A check of her microchip ID revealed she was from Washington State. Her owner couldn't take her back, so now she's up for adoption through the Flower Mouth Humane Society, and it says no one's sure how she got there from Washington. And I see these articles every 2 days. Some, oh, a microchip saved it, a microchip saved it. I mean, there's some prime directive. See, and there's these big signs over Austin, microchipping works for your pet. Just constant promotion. Now they're making, cities are making people put chips in their animals, and the military's talking about making the troops take it. Going back to Donnie Annaway, Donnie, I mean, it's come to this. You've now lost your job of 12 years because you wouldn't thumb scan. What did they say to you when they said, we're letting you go?
Actually, they kept it pretty professional, just reviewed the policy. I mean, they actually came out with the fingerprinting before the policies rolled out. When the policy came out in mid-January, my supervisor reviewed the policy, and then 2 weeks after that, they terminated my employment. But, I mean, it's pretty professional, read the policy, and just said basically I wasn't following their policy.
And you know what this is coming down to? I mean, think about what we do to get jobs. Most of these jobs out there make you give a urine or blood test every few months, quote, to stop people that are on drugs, but the government chips them in, and then if you're on Ritalin or Prozac, that's okay. Drugs are just as bad or worse. They like that. That's okay. And then now they're talking about retina scanning us when we go to work to decide if we're tired or on drugs because the microscopic vibration of the eye supposedly shows this. I mean, anything to have a job, but the corporations now are basically becoming the government, and they say, well, we can do whatever you want because we're your employer. Where do you see this ending, Donnie?
I kind of liken my company right now because it's big business. I liken them to the federal government. I did get some legal counsel on it, and I'm still working with that. But he was saying that for the private sector, the laws are pretty vague. There's a lot of loopholes, and pretty much to let big business do what they want, and just throw away employees after 12 years and give them very little severance, if any. And I don't see there's any stopping it unless we, take a stand like, I feel like I'm doing with the local media and here on your broadcast, Alex, but just standing up and trying to get legislation even for the private sector companies that we can, we don't feel like we have to give up our rights to keep a job.
Well, I mean, it's going to come down to the point, and I want to explain this to people. When they pass the national ID card, it will bring federal control into every terminal, every sale in the country. You will have to thumb scan to check and make sure, or swipe your card, your national ID card, to make sure you're in the right bracket of sales tax, to make sure you're not, quote, cheating. And these are the federal documents. I mean, this is real, and this is where it's all going. They're already training our children to do this, and every job in the country they're going to be doing this. To track and trace employers as well. So it's a Pandora's box. And look, if people wanted to engage in fraud, you just come thumb scan and then leave work. This doesn't stop fraud. We've got studies on this as well. And what does stop fraud is good management, not, all these biometrics. Comments?
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, as a store manager, I have employees, and they're going to find ways to beat it. Everyone is, and I just, like you're saying, they're taking the people caring, and I felt like I was a real good store manager because I cared about my people, and I took time to work with them and train them and give them a minute here and there. But I tried to give Quick Trip the opportunity to listen to me, and when they didn't treat me right, then that's when I took other courses.
Well, I tell you, folks, this is going to be to buy and sell. It's not my opinion. It's what they admit. And what are you going to do when, say, you work at a florist shop and they go, well, the federal regulation says we've got to put this in, or, well, the federal regulation says we got to put a thumb scanner out, to check ID. I mean, that's where this is going. What are we going to do as a society? I mean, what are we going to put up with? Are we all just going to go quietly into the night? I tell you what, why don't you ride shotgun with us, Donnie, and we'll come back and take some calls on this issue and others and kind of get the worldview and the mindset of somebody who's now being fired for not giving his hand, his mark. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Everything you buy, everything you sell, tracked, traced, and taxed. And they're already talking about if you're not a good globalist, you don't get to have a car, you don't get to buy and sell, you don't get to have a job. The no-fly list with 350,000 people in it, including senators and congressmen and women, is now going to be expanded out to having a car, having a license through your national ID card, through the state driver's license or ID cards to have jobs. They say bad credit's going to lower your score to a yellow level. Oh, and then you don't have any rights, they claim. Grading each citizen. Last year, USA Today admitted when you call to order a pizza for major chains, they run your information to see if you have warrants for the federal and state. They get 20% of any fines or fees. And instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team. Folks, this is the reality. This is the total control grid. Imagine if Hitler would have had something like this. Anne Frank would have not survived as long as she did. Going back to Donnie Attaway, lost his job. 7 years as a manager at this company. Lost his job because he wouldn't thumb scan. And they're going in everywhere. I mean, at the shopping malls, at the stores, at the lumber yards, just all over the place. Got to do it to clock in and out. And now they're starting to go in for you to buy and sell. Well, it's just our policy if you use a credit card. That it isn't just your PIN number. We want you to thumbprint. And it's hooked into the state database. It's hooked into the NCIC. So it's already happening. Donnie, we're about to go to some calls, and I'm sure they'll be all over the map, but it all connects back to the same thing. Anything else you'd like to add before we go to calls?
Yeah, just one thing. I just think it's a good time. I mean, it's a great time because the way that things are going and the signs of the time. And as believers, I think we need to stand together and, you know, stand up for our rights while we can. We can put a hold on these things. We can stop them, like you said, HEB. And I believe Quick Trip, hopefully the other employees left it. You know, maybe they have a chance not to do this now, but that if we band together and stand up for this thing, and now along with you, Alex, speaking out and letting people hear the truth, the Bible says you hear the truth and the truth shall set you free. And so, you know, I believe if we do that, then we can put a stop to this and just for some time anyway.
And the more places put it in, the harder it is to boycott. I think people all over the Midwest where these stores are popular should not support them. In fact, I was going to call for that. Anybody that's firing employees. Now, look, HEB doesn't fire employees. They threaten to, and that's bad enough, and I'm already boycotting them because of the thumb scanners to buy and sell in Houston and College Station stores. But I still occasionally go in there because Randall's is just as bad. They try to force you to take a customer loyalty card and gouge you if you don't. I mean, and we've had experts on that subject, so we've got to fight this now. Do you want to give the phone number out to their corporate headquarters?
I don't know corporate. I can give you the local one here in Kansas City. It is 913-362-3700.
And when people call, be polite, be nice, but explain to them. Give that number out again.
It's 913-362-3700.
And when people call, is there a fax number if people want to send them documents?
I don't have a fax number for them. I'm sure they do, but I don't have it.
Give that number out again for folks that missed it.
It's 913-362-3700.
All right. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Arthur in Kansas. Arthur, they're putting thumb scanners in all over your state. That's been in the news.
They're putting everything in here, Alex. We got cameras at the intersections, the whole thing. I'm going back to the vaccine. The guy that played those clips, was that from NBC?
Yes.
Because last night, you know, they've been doing a series on autism on the evening news, and they had their resident, Brent Bozell, their expert. He said there was absolutely no connection between the vaccinations and autism.
Well, they say that it's over-reporting is why we have all these autistic children. Autism was unknown and totally rare 30 years ago.
Well,
they put the mercury in it, and we've played the scientific reports from major universities, the video presentations, the audio here on air before. They admit there's no heavy metal more deadly, and hundreds of times the safe levels that they give these babies, and it's been directly linked to it. Go ahead.
Oh, I know. He claims that mercury is all taken out now. No problem.
Well, number one, I have a mercury section. I have a vaccine section on PrisonPlanet.com. But the Associated Press said that they've actually radically increased the level of mercury in certain of the shots, like the flu shot and several of the children's shots. That is not true. Now, which way does he want it? Does he want to say there's no connection with mercury in this, or does he want to say that there isn't mercury in it anymore?
Both. I think NBC has a little connection there with some of the pharmaceuticals.
Well, about half their sponsors
are
drug companies.
Yeah, but I mean board of directors and all that routine.
It's not going to work. I mean, I see autistic children. Anytime I go to the mall, anytime I go on the hike and bike trail, they're everywhere.
Oh, I know. But he just flat out said, no, there's no connection between vaccinations, so don't worry about it.
Everything's fine. Just keep taking them.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. What do you think about what he was saying, Donnie?
I didn't know about all that stuff, but, you know, it doesn't surprise me one bit that, you know, they're doing that, for sure.
Well, Donnie, I'll tell you. The new Freedom Initiative for psychological testing, the guidelines written by the drug companies, all these moves to force us to take vaccines. I mean, is this freedom? They're trying to force drugs on us and shots on us and trying to make us thumb scan?
No, that's not freedom at all, of course. And, you know, my my children alone, I mean, we haven't had them. I mean, we try to stay. We go to the doctors if we absolutely have to, but, you know, we choose to believe in God and vaccinations, you know. Our children are healthier than most, and I believe that's, we keep them away from the doctors, and I believe that's, you know, one reason why.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Todd in Kansas. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. My first comment, we were kind of going all over, like you said, but I want to take my hat off to the black man in New York for referring to himself as a black man and not an African-American, because that is such a dividing line right off the bat when they say that. You know, you're talking about this. Pizza Hut, I know, got some youngsters that are getting real upset because they went to the debit. It's no different than black box voting. And they know they're getting their hours manipulated because some of the assistant managers or managers want the brownie points from the home office and cutting the hours. You know, they're just, there's no paper trail. They know they're getting their hours manipulated. And, you know, it's a shame because they're just getting stolen from, and there's no way to prove it.
Well, that's another thing. With a timesheet, you have the punch holes.
Exactly.
Now they can say, well, the computer says this.
Yeah.
That's another great point. You know, we just trust the government. We just trust these corporations, and it's all about security, but it's actually the opposite.
I told them that you keep yourself a paper trail on your hours in and out, then, you know, at least you might have something. But,
what you do is you sneak a video camera in there.
That's a good idea.
What they do is you keep your hours. If you catch them cheating you, you start videotaping, and then you point the camera at the clock on the wall, and you build it, and then you're going to... There'll be indictments.
That's a good idea. I had one complaint, though, Alex. I think you need to sing more for your audience to lighten it up a little bit. I got your la-la cut recorded, and it's better than some of the best political cartoons.
What was my la-la clip?
On Prozac. La-la. Love being a slave.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, have a good day.
La, 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 la. Yeah, something like that.
You got it. All right, I'm going to do that. That's a good idea with a video camera. That might be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you want to burn these people, you got to burn them good.
Well, I know that's what they're doing. The assistant manager to get brownie points to the manager, and the manager shines from the home office, you know. And these poor little kids, if they're lucky to get a job, they're getting ripped off royal. And it's such a shame.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. And look, fraud is rampant. I've talked to a lot of executives, a lot of family, people who've managed large groups of people. It's statistically about 45% of people will cheat you, will steal from you. But here's the problem. That's 45% management, too, see? You know, it's like, yeah, society's pretty corrupt now, and you're going to have corrupt cops, too. You're going to have... You know, it's across the board, folks. Who's going to watch the watchers? You know, that's a good point, isn't it, Donnie?
Yeah, I agree, like he was talking about on the biometric system that QT put in. I mean, there's glitches in the system. And people will clock in, and there's no records of it. And, and so there's been, you know, numerous times we've had to go back and send in manual adjustments for that. So definitely a lot of inaccuracies in that system, and... But yet they're going to.
But I'm sure the malfunctions were always for less hours, weren't they?
Most of the time, yeah.
All the time, actually.
I can't think of a time it was not, actually. So that's
I'm going to say this because, you know, in the past I did my own bills. I try to get my wife to do them now. I'm so busy. Sometimes I even have a friend, family friend, come over who's an accountant and do them. But now everything I get, power bills, water bills, cell phone bills, I'll tell the story. Singular took over AT&T cell phone, and suddenly, you know, I have national roaming, one charge, rest of the country. Suddenly, I go from a $75 bill to a $200 bill, and suddenly, every call I made out of Austin is, it was a long distance call, or about when I was outside Austin, it's a roaming call, and I call them up, and they just go, "We don't know what you're talking about. That's what you owe." But it's like all these bills I get now, they're cheating and they're scamming and they're... It's just, folks, it's mass looting. Let's talk to Rick. And Rick, where are you calling us from today?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Welcome, sir. Oh, they have face scanning cameras.
Yeah, it's great here. New World Order is really going fast in our section of the country. Last night on PBS, the McNeil-Lehrer Report, they were doing a piece on the Choice Point data breach where the people's identities had been stolen. And this is a setup here, too, for those who have eyes to see, obviously. Well, we need stepped-up regulations to protect the consumer so this doesn't happen again. So we're just going to have to fast-track the national ID. And don't worry, a couple of months after that, there's going to be widespread identity theft reported of it. And then you just go to the chipmobile, everybody. But guess what? They showed some of the senators talking about this data breach. And I'm going to read a quote that one of them made, and I want you to guess who said it. This is the quote. We need comprehensive legislation in this brave new world we live in so that people who need this information can get it, but no one else.
Hillary Clinton.
Charles Schumer.
Ah, I knew it. A New York senator. Now let me stop you. Again, because normally it's Hillary. They know most of us don't know what Brave New World is. They know most people don't understand that is Aldous Huxley's book about a nightmare of thumb scanning and forced drug taking and forced psychological testing, set in the year 2007. It's a big joke to them. And Huxley said, this is the real UN plan. His brother ran the UN UNESCO department. He was the Secretary General of UNESCO. The Director General, excuse me. There's only one Secretary General. He was Director General. And this was the actual plan. This book was written in the 30s, by the way, and his brother didn't become head of the UNESCO until 46, right after the UN was founded. But he was in these circles, hanging out with the Fabian socialists. And, this is what they're doing. They set up the systems, and then now they bring in the national ID card to deal with it. Just incredible.
Problem, reaction, solution. Here we go again. And speaking of that, and the vaccines and autism, the government has ordered 2 million doses of vaccine that would protect against the known strains of avian flu. Gerberdine, the CDC director, recently said, and she said this would give manufacturers a head start on making the shots that would be needed to combat a full-blown epidemic of an H1 type of flu in this country. They have maneuvered and manipulated that virus from people they've exhumed in 1918 who died from that influenza that killed 20 to 50 million, and they are getting ready to release it.
Well, that's admitted. They went and dug up the dead whalers who were still frozen in permafrost and got the live flu bug out of their lungs, and then magically we're supposed to forget they did that 4 years ago. Now they're announcing unknown strains of the original flu have made it out somehow, and they're about to release it. Give up all your rights.
Well, that's the perfect thing for martial law. I mean, you know. I hope
and, of course, when they do release it, no one will point out, wait, the government dug that up. The government.
Mm-hmm. One last quick point here, and I'll let you go on to other callers. I talked to a guy last night at the restaurant that I work here locally who works for the Department of Homeland Security. I didn't know it when I was talking to him, but we got on the subject of the Patriot Act and Domestic Security Enhancement Act, and I pointed out that if Yevgeny Primakov and Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, have been hired to help the Department of Homeland Security, and I said, that doesn't exactly give me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. He looked me straight in the eyes and said, well, it should, and he was serious. And I said, oh, come on. And he said, the reason they were hired was to help the United States of America fend off industrial espionage from France and Israel.
So he knew about it.
He knew about it. And I realized as I looked into his dead blank eyes, Alex, that this guy will have no problems doing whatever he's told to do to American people, and he's going to be devoured. He really believed it, and he also said that the sections that take away the rights and freedoms in the Patriot Act and Domestic Security Enhancement Act are only for the Muslims.
And, of course, we know, well, did you say, well, wait, Rubik's Cube makers and veterans that complain too much and pot dealers and topless bars and county commissioners and bid rigging, I mean, did you say they're using it against the citizens every day?
I didn't say they were using it every day, but I said there's subsections in there that define who a terrorist is, and it includes everybody. But you know what? It just made me realize the brainwashing of these individuals who are part of this system.
Well, it's a good feeling for them. They feel like they're part of the power.
Yeah.
They don't realize that they're tread grease.
It was chilling. It was frightening. But I also said, did you hear about the Mexican Justice Department officials who got chipped so that they could get to certain parts of the building but not others? And this scared, glazed look came into his eyes when I said that. So the next time he comes in, because he does come in from time to time, I'm going to talk to him a little bit more about the tracker chips and our special.
Oh, so you did get he didn't have complete shark eyes.
Not complete when I said
because,
that.
Because, folks, I mean, really, when you talk to these dead people, these soulless people who've been given over completely to the lie, they literally have, like, these shark eyes. They can have brown eyes, blue eyes, black eyes. The point is, it's like this dead, deadpan shark eye look.
Well, that was the most telling thing when I was having this conversation with him was just that, you know, blank, dead look in his eyes until I told him about the Mexican Justice Department officials who had been chipped. And then this scared look went into his eyes, but he left after that. So the next time I talk to him, I'm going to talk to him about the national ID card tracking technology and the other things that are behind
Maybe
that.
Maybe you need to be arrested for what you've done.
Yeah, I might be with LCIA.
You might be with them.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have to put pressure on your nails. I'll pull your toenails out. Okay, Rick. We don't want to have to do this to you, but you made us do this to you, Rick. Tell us who else knows. Who else have you been talking to, Rick? There, I broke your leg, Rick. Now I'm going to have to pull your teeth out before we kill you. Tell us what you know, Rick.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You see, as they take our real free market away, our real chance to have real jobs and raise a family, the only jobs are going to be as minions of the system. And so people are going to rationalize and make whatever excuses they have to have those jobs. If you're not in total failure, the biometric scan won't work. And people will energetically serve the system, energetically take people's property and children and everything just to be part of it. And If people are forced to do something, a lot of times they'll trick themselves and really think like they love it and really throw themselves energetically into it. And that's what tyranny is. Also under tyranny, all the local thugs kind of set up their own little empires and scam the people on the side. So there's, it's a nice system they're building. Perhaps we just shouldn't talk about it. We should just submit to it. Johnny Attaway lost your job of 12 years, 7 years as a manager, for refusing the thumb scan and finger scan to work at your job. And you've heard these other callers bringing up some pretty scary stuff. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think anything they can to take away our rights. And you know, I've actually learned a lot these last few months listening to your programs and stuff, because I didn't have any clue. I mean, I knew some stuff, but not to a degree. I was actually talking to a friend of mine in this particular situation that, you know, the government and people that, big ministers or whoever, they're going to, you know, take notice of the people that are standing up. And you'll be marked as a guy that is not going to lay down for it. So, you know, and I believe in the Bible it says that, you know, those who, you know, serve the Lord shall suffer persecution. Jesus said, you know, if they persecuted me, they're going to do it to you. So when you stand for the truth, it's not popular. There's few people that stand for the truth. And I believe because of my relationship with God, that's why I stand for the truth. And when
being persecuted is really like part of the sacrament. I mean, it's something that is a blessing.
Yes.
It actually strengthens me. Every time I go through persecution, you know, as four guys are pounding me with their fist and one of them swinging a dagger at me, I just go through it. And the next time, I just, God rewards me, makes me stronger. You know, every time I get tested in the fire, I just get stronger.
Yeah, that's great. Thank God for his strength.
Listen, I'm ready. Whatever they're going to do to me, I'm ready.
I am too.
I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready to, you know, just take me up. You want to hang me upside down, put me in boiling oil? You want to crucify me? You want to cut my head off? You want to put me in prison? You want to pull my teeth out and gouge my eyeballs out? Go ahead. Go ahead. Because you're going to hell. And no, seriously.
That's true.
And you know what? You're pure evil. And so I know by standing against you, I'm going to save a lot of innocents, and I don't want their blood on my soul.
That's right. I mean, the Bible does say what man builds a house, but before he builds a house, he sits down to count the cost. I mean, as Christians, you know, you have to count the cost, because if you don't, you're not going to plan for it, and you won't be able to stand. So anyway, my faith, my hope, my trust is in God. He's my source, always has been, always will be, and it's a daily time with God. It's not a Sunday and Wednesday or Christmas or Easter. It's every day.
Well, when you realize that if we don't fight them, they're going to win, and it's going to happen to us anyway. I mean, it's the only course. It's not a course of courage either, folks. You see a bunch of psychopathic, out of control, degenerate, dehumanizing criminals wanting to get total control of our society. They're totally decadent and just psychopathic. I mean, standing up against them is the only course.
Yes, it is.
Well, listen, Donnie, anyway, keep us abreast of the situation as it develops. And God bless you, and just one more victim fired for not taking the mark of the beast. And I appreciate you coming on with us, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me, Alan.
And you know what? I think you're going to be blessed by this.
Yeah, I believe I will, too. And God's already shown me that. So.
Yeah, you're going to be blessed. I think you're going to end up happier. You're going to end up making more money, working with your brother. And this is a change God wanted in your life. Take care.
Amen. I agree.
All right. Take care. Third hour straight ahead. Your calls. Masses of news as we continue to go head up against the Antichrist beast forces.